Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
From Paso Robles wineries to Atascadero storefronts, the right display transforms your property into a holiday destination. Guests stay longer, spend more, and share in the experience. The holidays aren't just about light. They're about memories those lights create for your guests. I'm Aaron King with Slow Holiday Lights. We provide a red carpet holiday service so your business can shine without the stress. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. This season, roll out the red carpet for your guests and make your business the place that everyone remembers. Look us up at Slow Holiday Lights. That's Slow Holiday Lights.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange. For Thursday, November 20th, 2025, I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles City Council designates Pioneer Park as surplus land. Federal funding secured for new fire engine in Cambria. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, showers this afternoon, highs in the low 50s. It's 46 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Getting to the root of the problem. Free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Pioneer Park has been designated as surplus land by the Paso Robles City Council. The parcel containing the park is located at the corner of Riverside Avenue and 19th Street, adjacent to a parcel in the east that contains the baseball field and south of Pioneer Museum. The parcel itself holds restrooms, a small parking lot, and the skate park. The city first intended to negotiate with Pioneer Museum to use the land for a new history center as part of the Uptown Center-specific plan. But these negotiations fell through in 2019 and 2021, according to the agenda. The city is not in a binding agreement with the Pioneer Museum from this, and this does not make the land non-exempt from Surplus Land Act regulations. By declaring it surplus, entities can enter into negotiation with the city for purchasing the land for use. The council voted 4-1 to declare the parcel surplus. Councilman Bausch dissented, wanting to table the item for 90 days to potentially negotiate with the event center for the parcel. A special meeting for the Paso Robles City Council has been scheduled for Friday, November 21st at 9 a.m. The meeting will take place in the Norris Room at Centennial Park, like all recent regular meetings. The agenda for tomorrow's meeting is a vision session and workshop ahead of the 2026-27 fiscal year budget cycle. The agenda says that budget goal setting sessions typically begin in Q1 of 2026 to set the budget for June. However, it has been years since the city has conducted a facilitated standalone workshop. With the recent leadership transition, the agenda says this upcoming workshop will provide a focused opportunity to initiate strategic planning for the next fiscal year's budget well in advance. You can attend in person or watch online. $935,000 in federal funding secured for new fire engine in Cambria. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. Representative Jimmy Panetta's office announced he has helped secure $935,000 in federal funding for the Cambria Community Services District Fire Department. The funds will go to the purchasing of a new Type 1 fire engine, a state-of-the-art engine expected to improve the fire department's ability to serve and protect Cambria's community. Cambria, according to Representative Panetta's office, has been designated as a high fire hazard severity zone, historically threatened by wildfires. This past year, both engines have suffered mechanical issues, making them offline and forcing the department to borrow an engine from the Paso Robles Fire Department. General Manager of the Cambria CSD, Matthew McKellany, said, quote, "This critical funding ensures our firefighters have the reliable, modern equipment they need to protect Cambria for years to come." The funding secured is delivered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Rural Development's Community Facilities Program. The 41st Annual Thanksgiving Dinner for Paso Robles will be returning Thursday, November 27th at Centennial Park.
And you have a choice of turkey, ham, sweet potatoes, mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, stuffing, and pie, and cranberry sauce. We invite anybody who has a financial or social need to be with people on Thanksgiving Day.
That's David Kudia, chairman of the Thanksgiving for Paso Robles Steering Committee, inviting anyone to Centennial Park to enjoy a free Thanksgiving meal. The entire event is put on by volunteers. About 40 are still needed for the week of Thanksgiving.
And during the week of Thanksgiving, we require about 230 volunteers to prepare all of the food, get the venue ready, and then to serve all the food on Thanksgiving Day. We have about 80 spots left that we're looking for volunteers. You can go to our website, thanksgivingforpasorobles.com. Another need we have is we're looking for folks to join our steering committee. We're looking for some folks that want to get further involved.
Cash donations to help fund the meals are also always accepted. You can go to thanksgivingforpasorobles.com to make a request for delivery, sign up to volunteer, or make a cash donation. Again, about 40 volunteers are still needed for this Thanksgiving dinner. The Paso Robles and the Tascadero Police Departments have both received grants from the Office of Traffic Safety for traffic enforcement programs. Grant programs run through September of 2026. The grant for Paso Robles totals $75,000 and $65,000 for Tascadero. These grants will provide funds for programs and resources, including DUI checkpoints and patrols, enforcement operations focused on dangerous driver behaviors, community presentations on traffic safety issues, officer training and/or recertification, and high-visibility distracted driving enforcement operations targeting drivers in violation of California's hands-free cell phone law. Caltrans has announced there will be a closure of Highway 58 and El Camino Real in Santa Margarita. The closure starts Saturday, November 22nd at 6 a.m. and goes through Tuesday, November 25th at noon. Caltrans says during this closure, travelers will leave Highway 58 and detour onto Encino Avenue and H Street before returning to the highway. Message signs will alert travelers to the closure and indicate the established detour. The closure is for Union Pacific Railroad to perform a full rehabilitation and maintenance project at the railroad crossing. In sports for the NFL, tonight the Bills will face the Texans. In the NBA, the Thunder beat the Kings 113-99. The Heat over the Warriors 110-96. Knicks beat the Mavericks 113-111. The Bulls over the Trailblazers 122-121. Tonight, the Clippers will face Orlando Magic. The Kings will go against the Grizzlies. The Hawks will face the Spurs. And the 76ers will go against the Bucks. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15. Now it's time for California News.
California Headline News. A West Oakland elementary school and preschool placed on lockdown Wednesday in response to reports of federal immigration activity in the area. Dozens of teachers and community members gathering on the sidewalks in response.
Our community turned up to support the families and the community and the teachers that have been inside a school, their school all day. They've been in a lockdown all day long.
School district sending a note to families that there were also unconfirmed reports of ICE activity in other parts of the city. Senator Alex Padilla walks out of a committee hearing in Washington in protest of ongoing ICE treatment of immigrant communities.
I refuse to give oxygen to the fire of disinformation and propaganda that this hearing was set up to ignite, and I refuse to be part of this charade.
Padilla, protesting the topic of the hearing, called the radical left's crusade against immigration enforcement chaired by Texas Senator John Cornyn. A UC Berkeley student found unresponsive at a pool at a frat house has died. A 19-year-old student died days after being found at the Alpha Delta Phi frat house off campus. Jeff Scott, California News. California Headline News. New legislation here in California aims to help citizens hold immigration agents accountable if their rights are violated. State Senator Scott Wiener's No Kings Act aims to eliminate inconsistencies in current state law that prevent people from suing immigration officials for things like free speech violations, illegal searches, or racial profiling. The measure would allow Californians to seek compensation under state law for violations of their constitutional rights. Legislation would apply to federal, state, and local officials. California News, I'm Jeff Scott.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered. And they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded. 805-674-1383.
Game chef John Ash calls bison meat utterly delectable. I'm Susanna Luthie Taylor, host of KPRL's Free Talk California. My husband and I raise bison at his family heritage Taylor Ranch. Bison is an intensely healthy red meat, naturally low fat, high in iron and zinc. Bison is known to lower inflammation and reduce risk of some cancers. It's packed with vitamins and minerals that can boost your brain function, energy and immunity, and protect your DNA. This is meat you can't afford not to eat. Pre-order at Taylor Ranch 1868.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite in DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. The California Department of Pesticide Regulation plans to add pesticide-treated seeds to the monthly use reports growers already must file with county agricultural commissioners. As part of the proposal, the state would also limit seed treatments to those products registered both federally and by the state. Under a lawsuit settlement between DPR and environmental groups, the state must develop and finalize a rule to label and track pesticide-treated seed use by January 1, 2027. Paul Sanguinetti, who farms tree and row crops with his sons near Stockton, has for years relied on pesticide treatments on corn seed to control soil-borne pests such as wireworms. Should the proposal be adopted as written, Sanguinetti said it would add more record-keeping at times to an already cumbersome task. It's another reporting job when you're trying to plant, Sanguinetti said. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Cloudy skies with about a half inch of rain today. Highs in the low 50s, west winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. About a 60% chance of showers tonight, cloudy skies overnight, lows right around 43, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday, partly cloudy on Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, upper 60s on Wednesday, 69 a week from today. Currently it is 46 degrees with showers in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
When it comes to your vision, experience matters. At Michael's Optical in Atascadero, Michael and Kathy Nutt have been helping our community see clearly since 1979, and that's over 45 years of family-owned care and service. From infants to adults, you'll find frames and lenses for every style and budget, including trusted names like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. Need glasses in a hurry? With the Michael's in-house finishing lab, you get fast, high-quality eyewear plus custom adjustments and repairs done on site. There's convenient parking. Convenient Saturday hours 10 to 4. And ask about their VIP savings and exclusive pricing on eyewear and lenses. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero, hometown service and focused on you.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The delayed September employment report found stronger than expected job growth. There were 119,000 new jobs created, more than double the 50,000 expected. The unemployment rate rose to 4.4%. There won't be a separate October employment report released because there wasn't sufficient data collected during the government shutdown. It'll be part of the November report on December 16th after the Fed's December 9th and 10th meeting. However, the Fed does have other sources on the job market. The Wall Street Journal says Verizon has announced to its staff its largest ever round of cuts, eliminating 13,000 jobs. AI chipmaker Nvidia and Walmart both reported upbeat earnings. Both stocks are higher. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
If your cash is sitting in a savings account, it's at risk. Old school advice says save more, but today the strategy is broken. When inflation spikes, they print money or cut rates, your dollar shrinks. So do your savings. The solution? Own something real. Physical gold and silver. When the dollar drops, gold and silver prices rise. And with Noble Gold, owning gold is simple. Just visit noblegoldinvestments.com and chat with a specialist. The knowledge is free. The protection is priceless. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult your financial advisor before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
As you plan holiday parties, make it special this year at Allegretto Vineyard Resort. Whether you're planning a company holiday party, a festive dinner with friends, or sparkling year-end celebration, Allegretto offers stunning views, inspired menus, and warm hospitality that make every gathering unforgettable. Let the team at Allegretto handle the details so you can raise a glass and enjoy the moment. Book your holiday party today, AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Make your holidays warm, beautiful, and memorable. And that means a little bit of a decorating. That's with Slow Holiday Lights. Aaron, he lives right here in the North County, and he can help you bring your holiday decor to light. And all you need to do is call Aaron at Slow Holiday Lights. He'll give me an estimate, 805-464-7689. Alrighty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that, 238-KPRL, on your Thursday edition. On the right choice.
But they never want to leave.
The Morning Exchange.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will be in, and she will have on Mr. Tom Bordnar, your county assessor, for the full hour and a half. So, as I like to say, have at it. Have at it. Alrighty, let's see here. I got one on the email, and where did it come from? When government? No, that was from yesterday, and these are just links to something that I have no idea what they are. When you do that, can you please give me a hint on what I'm supposed to be looking for? Because I just don't generally go to sites that I don't know where what is on there. Okay, on the email, the old-fashioned stuff, the email. Chris, is your generation, is email old-fashioned?
It's necessary, but probably akin to old-fashioned. Though it's hard to say it's very old-fashioned, though, because you need an email to create basically any account online. So,
but the means of communication would be less likely through email.
Oh, yeah. That's probably more reserved for workspace stuff or, you know, getting emails from...
Or old people.
Yes. Like, I'll never tell my friends, you know, email me or something like that.
You'll just say, what a text.
Text me or... Yeah.
Okay. I got you. Well, that's just the rapid change in technology, folks, and everybody gets... Because we have so many choices. Anyway, this is on the old-fashioned thing, the email, and it's, I guess you could say, appropriate. Pioneer Museum. Kevin, with all the money the city gives to many organizations, including spending on the homeless, why doesn't the city purchase the property and leave it? Our heritage is very important. I can't answer that because I don't know the legal details on the land issues regarding that. I know Chris mentioned, both Chris's mentioned, the surplus and designating it. I have no idea what that stuff means. Maybe somebody does know about that. But I do know that the Pioneer Museum, the El Paso de Robles area Pioneer Museum was incorporated in September of 71. And that was through help of the Rotary Club, the Paso Robles Rotary Club here. And it was erected in 75. And see here, not to be outdone by the Rotary Club in 78, the Kiwanis Club also became involved. And also in 1980, well, they have that, the pump. And then the Paso Robles Lions Club was instrumental in getting the Jeansville Pump Museum project completed. Now, in 2004, the Geneseo Clubhouse, and on and on and on. There's quite a bit of history there regarding the Pioneer Museum. And for those of you, there could be some issues here. And I did see that I think the city, again, you're going to have to help me here. I think the city sold it to the Pioneer Museum in 2015. I think. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. See, I have a comment and then a question. The comment is, we out here in listening land really are enjoying Chris Garcia. He's a great asset. You guys make a great team. The generation difference between you two is really entertaining in many ways.
And it certainly makes for a few misunderstandings.
I'm sorry?
I said it makes for a few misunderstandings between him and I, but it's flattering to hear. Thank you. Puts a smile on my face.
Okay, good, good. I intended it to. But then the question is, this would be for Kevin primarily, I guess. How did you happen to find Chris?
He was like a stray cat. He ended up at the station one day, knocking on the door, looking all disheveled and everything. So we started to feed him, and then he ended up. No, what happened was he was think he was finished with school, and he lives down the block here, so he came knocking on the door, looking for some work. I talked with him and. He's been here longer than you think because he was doing production behind the scenes, voice work and so forth for, what, a year or two, Chris?
About that. And to give further context, I knew Dick Mason before I went off to college, so that's how I sort of got introduced to him. I did a few football games there at War Memorial Stadium, and that's when I think the station was also commentating on them live, so I met him up there in the booth, and I spoke a little bit with him, got acquainted, and then when I came back from college, that's when I contacted Dick and was like, hey, is there any work at the station for me to do? And he encouraged me to show up in person and talk to Kevin, and that's how it all got started.
All right. The longest journey begins with a first step, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that one conversation I had in high school with somebody would lead me here.
I'm sorry, conversation. Oh, yeah, okay.
With Dick.
With Dick?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, good story. If you told it before, I didn't hear it. So thank you, and you guys continue having fun, and we all enjoy you.
Appreciate the comments.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL. Well, we did have stray cats hanging out, and you remember that, don't you?
Yeah. In fact, I think one does show up every once in a while at the front door. I've seen it before.
Is that the real friendly one?
Yeah.
That one is well, you can tell he is taken care of though, because he likes people. He likes people, and he likes the squirrels out front there in the tree too. So back to the museum. I don't know about the Pioneer Museum. Let me see here. According to this though, the Paso Robles Pioneer Museum is owned by the Paso Robles Museum Foundation, a nonprofit organization that purchased the land and building from the city of Paso Robles in 2015. The museum itself is a community-driven institution initially founded by, well, I mentioned the Rotary Club and supported by the Kiwanis Club. And let's see here. The city of Paso Robles sold the land and the building. Okay, that goes to 2000, and that's all I have on it. So, again, I don't know what the legal end of what can happen, and who knows what the cost is, and would the folks there with the Pioneer Museum be able to do that? Would it possible or make sense to even move it? I mean, there's just a lot of things involved in that, so I really can't help you. I can't help you with that. Hopefully some others, and maybe as the word gets out, people will be contacting the city on what their thoughts are. I have I kind of mentioned something yesterday regarding some traditions and so forth that I was told years ago that a lot of the so-called newcomers or people in positions of making decisions, they weren't good on thoughts, because we have people move in and they tell us they moved here for the charm and so forth, but then they want to change the charm. And then do people really get involved? Chris did the story on they're needing 40 volunteers more for the Thanksgiving dinner. That was never, no, I shouldn't say never, but not to the extent this close to it before. And that's just in general of volunteer organizations at all levels, from the youth groups on up. We're losing our volunteers and people participating or wanting to participate. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Oh, once Jesus. Again, Chris Bausch is the only one with any common sense. That was proven on the school board, and now it was on this one because he voted against putting a property up for public sale. And that's what they're trying to do. Instead of giving the fair was going to buy it and sell it cheap to the rest of the land to the museum there that is not already sold to the fairgrounds. So I don't know all the details on what's going on, but there's a lot of people that are upset about this. And
Dale, let's cut to the chase and not take 15 minutes to answer questions here. Do you think that the museum will be gone?
I have no idea. I know that Chris Bausch is going to head up a committee to try and save it.
Do you know what the land is valued at?
I have no, because the fairgrounds is an exempt organization. They could have bought it for cheap. Now Mayor Hammond, he wants to get big bucks for the land. And so he corralled everybody but Chris Bausch to make it public, to surplus land, so they can get big bucks for it.
And what are they planning on doing with that, if that happens?
I don't know. I just know that's the reason Chris Bausch voted against it, because it's going to have a high price on it.
I guess my curiosity is, okay, you know, because we have council people and others talk about the heritage of past Robles, and we've got to do this, and we've got to do that. So you're telling me that they want to sell this, and we have no idea of what possibly may go there or what is allowed there.
I'm not the city worker. I'm not gonna. All I know is what the
The
transaction originally was to keep it by having the fairgrounds buy it because they could buy it cheap. As an exempt organization, and now they want to throw that away.
Okay. Do we know the reason for that?
Money. What else? They want to get more money for the land.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
All
right. Money. Okay. City needs money. School district needs money. The county needs money. The state needs money. We all need money. And we all keep putting the same people back in, making decisions that spend money because we need more money. Okay? Good job. Good job. Anyway, this is... I kind of laughed when I saw this. And it's become a national story to our friends just to the north. The headline says, a wealthy California town bans pickleball over noise complaints from paddles hitting the balls. Now, this is a Carmel by the sea. The oceanfront quaint little town has banned it in its public park after residents complain that it was too noisy. Can you imagine that? I've never been near a pickleball court, so I don't know how bad the noise is or not. My question is, and they have this public park, and I'm looking at a picture of it. I'm assuming that the city, well, the taxpayers, paid for these pickleball courts. So it's banned, and because the neighbors complained about the noise. Now, there was supposed to be a compromise of using quieter paddles and balls. I don't know because I don't know the sport. For those of you who do, is that possible? And is it the same game? You know, I don't know if it makes any sense, but to me it would be like, well, again, would it be comparable to, say, using a baseball and a baseball bat as opposed to playing wiffle ball in the neighborhood because it's safer? I don't know, for those of you who play pickleball, but and pickleball also has been picked up by the younger generation. It's not just for old fogies. And so this is going away. And the compromise didn't work. And so that's it. So now the question then is enforcement, unless they're going to tear down the courts. I don't know. They don't look that old. But anyway, now what I get a kick out of here is that somebody from the public got up in front of the city council and said to the city council, "You guys are all in the position to protect us. That's your number one goal. That's what your job is, not to placate these pickleball enthusiasts." Okay, there you have it. Maybe you people in Paso Robles, if you don't like it. Plus, you know, it's out at Centennial Park. I know there's some homes on the, you know, that side over there. But plus, we spent about $7 million. But anyway, pickleball under attack only in California. Only in California. Goodness gracious. You know, this is going to be difficult. We're not going to be able to hear you. That's a lot of noise. I wonder if these same people, and I'm assuming that they're old people, would be complaining about kids running through this park and screaming and yelling and having a good time and laughing. I'd break the law. I'd continue to play pickleball, and the hell with the neighbors and the hell with the city council. The police have nothing better to do than to go after these vicious people making noise on the pickleball court.
Is that better?
That's a little better. All right, go ahead.
So sorry about that. Well, very easily compromise. Just turn them into badminton courts. Just raise the net and use the. Anyway.
Have you ever played pickleball?
No, sir. I don't really look forward to the injuries that I've heard about.
Well, that's part of being competitive, going out there, getting some exercise, and risking limbs and life.
I know, but I got to stand and walk for a living. So if I'm hobbled around, I mean, I get a lot of sympathy, but that doesn't get the bills paid.
No, but there's always the potential for a lawsuit.
That's true. Well, sue the city that doesn't have any money. Either that or, I know $600,000 for a screw up on the parking. That's unfathomable, but, it is what it is.
Well, as Chris pointed out, the city needs money, or the callers, the city needs money, so the $600,000, which as far as I'm concerned, not pursuing the law firm was a mistake. They have insurance, but our elegant city council decided they didn't want to go after them for whatever reason. Again, we don't hear those reasons, do we?
No, those are held secret. I think that probably the best way to deal with it is just put a 10-cent sales tax on all the wine that they sell there and just put that into a general fund. That would make people happy.
Yeah.
I'm being facetious on that.
Of course you are. We appreciate people being facetious. That's part of the show here. It's very much part of it, because the only way to stay sane is to be facetious.
Yeah, and I do appreciate Chris being on the air with you. It's a nice balance between somebody that's older, somebody that's younger, getting a different point of view, and then also, Chris, you're going to enjoy learning a lot from the callers that call in, some of the stuff that you're going to have to look up, the songs that you're going to have to listen to.
Oh, yeah, I listen to every single one of them when I go home. Definitely up my alley. Yeah.
I was going to say you should, because if you don't like it, then don't listen to it. But if you do, it's like, hey, broaden your horizon, so to speak.
No, I'm being facetious, but I do listen to some of them in some part. But, if I'm about 30, 40 seconds in and I think, this isn't my cup of tea, then I leave it at that.
Exactly. You tried it, and that's all that you ask is just try it. Now, if you don't like it, then don't try it, or don't listen to it.
You know, now that he said that, I'm going to have to start doing my Friday songs in the form of Gary Brill, What He Does to Me. Gary picks artists that he knows that I cannot stand. And when he sends me the shows, a lot of times he'll have a little comment on it. On, you know, ha, 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 Kevin, I know you'll hate this, or, you know, all that type of stuff. So now I'm thinking going the Gary Brill route and playing a song that I absolutely know that, well, if Gary likes it, Chris won't like it. I'll just put it that way.
Well, see, now you're there to be tortured, so enjoy it.
Yes, that's part of it. All right, we got to go.
Take care.
All right, bye. All right, folks, we are... So have you ever listened to one all the way through?
I don't think so.
You know, based on your next trip coming up, the song I am playing tomorrow was inspired by the writer who was in the city that you are going to.
That's quite the connection to make. So, I'm not going till February, though.
Well, it's that's okay, but the song is from, well, I'm not going to tell anybody, but just something to think about.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Representative Jimmy Panetta's office announced that he has helped secure $935,000 in federal funding for the Cambria Community Services District Fire Department. The funds will go to the purchasing of a new Type 1 fire engine, a state-of-the-art engine expected to improve the fire department's ability to serve and protect Cambria's community. The 41st annual Thanksgiving for Pass Robles will be returning Thursday, November 27th at Centennial Park. The entire event is put on by volunteers, but 40 are still needed for the week of Thanksgiving. To sign up to volunteer or make a cash donation, you can go to thanksgivingforpassrobles.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, showers in the afternoon, highs in the mid-50s, it's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Gossman. President Trump has signed the bill mandating the release of the Jeffrey Epstein files. Fox's David Spunt tells us an investigation ordered by Attorney General Pam Bondi, though, may have an impact on the process.
Bondi recently ordered a new Epstein investigation into Democratic ties with the disgraced pedophile at President Trump's urging. Bondi wouldn't say what kind of new information, but the new investigation could delay some of the release given it's an active probe.
Several high-ranking U.S. Army officials, including Army General Dan Driscoll, secretary, they're in Ukraine trying to help with peace talks, and there are reports Envoy Steve Witkoff has hashed out a peace plan with his Russian counterpart.
Including security guarantees for Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky in Ankara today with Turkish President Erdogan mentioned diplomacy. He will meet tomorrow in Kyiv with top-level Pentagon brass.
America's listening to Fox News.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. The plans I draft include lifelong subtrusts for kids, which protect them from creditors, predators, divorce, and maybe themselves, depending on control. You can even incentivize postmortem transmission of values you care about. But that works better if you get buy-in now. Holiday meals are the perfect time to adopt, implement, and refine your family mission statement. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
10 and a half minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. Sports is brought to you by The Mattress Specialist.
NBA, the Thunder rolled over the Kings 113-99. The defending champions now 15-1. They've won seven in a row and all seven of their games at home. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 33 points. Rockets topped the Cavaliers 114-104 for their fifth straight. Five in a row for the Raptors, who beat the Sixers 121-112. Nuggets have won 8 out of 9. They ping the Pelicans 125-118. The Bulls blew a 21-point fourth quarter lead, but snuck past the Blazers 122-121 on a Nikola Vucevic 25-footer at the horn. Pacers snapped an 8-game slide, beating the Hornets for just their second win of the season, while the Timberwolves cut down the Wizards. That's the 12th loss in a row for last-place Washington. College hoops, two top 10 upsets. Number 3 Connecticut lost at home to number 4 Arizona, 71-67. And number 8 Illinois fell to number 11 Alabama, 90-86 in Chicago. NHL, the Capitals drilled the Oilers 7-4. Alex Ovechkin scored for the third straight game. He's got 904 goals for his career. Rookie Ryan Leonard scored twice. Coach Spencer Carberry.
Nuances of the game at this level and the expectations, the little plays, the little details of the game are just now becoming second nature to him. He doesn't have to think about that stuff anymore.
Tom Wilson had two empty net goals. Flames scored four times in the third to scorch the Sabres 6-2. Wild edged the Hurricanes 4-3 in a shootout. Matt Boldy scored a goal early and had the only tally in the tiebreaker. Also, the Ducks down the Bruins. That's Thursday sports.
Alrighty, we have our triple header Sunday morning, the NFL, at least the first game. It'll be the Colts and the Cowboys, and Little League football, Raiders and the Browns, then back to the NFL. Tampa and the Rams all here on KPRL. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist, Sleep Tight each and every night, 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles. All right, moving along here at just about 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's. They are in an Atascadero. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. As we check in to see what critters may be out there in the highways and byways to get them home safe and sound. Yesterday, they had a Noah's Ark was on the road, except for the unicorn, and this morning, nothing. Not even a little mouse, not even a little bunny rabbit, nothing. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. Chris, yesterday we had the onion.
The onion.
17 pounds.
About, yep.
Okay, and you like onions.
I do like onions.
I like onions. The world likes onions for the most part. You like noodles.
I do love noodles, yes.
I love noodles too. The longest noodle ever made, how long?
Oh, boy. I'm going to get this one comically wrong by either being way too high or way too low. Let's go with 5 miles.
Well, I guess you would say that's way too long, but you're at least in the range.
Okay.
All right. Approximately how many miles do you put in when you run?
3.
Okay, so you have 2 wrong answers now. The answer is almost 2 miles, the longest noodle ever made. I don't know how it was done, don't know what they did with it or where, what year or anything like that, but just in case, folks, when you woke up this morning and said to yourself, I wonder how big the longest noodle ever was, we're here for you. That's what we do best. We provide critical information to the community and hither and beyond. All right, Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Remember, they are your San Luis Obispo County-wide approved carry training team. All right, I forgot to do something here, and I'll get right to it. County weather. Rainer, well, of course, it's brought to you by Avila Traffic in Atascadero. They are family-owned and operated. 100% chance of rain this morning, then remaining cloudy with showers in the afternoon, highs in the low to mid-50s. Could get some showers tonight with some clearing late tonight and overnight with those lows right around 40. Then for your Friday, turning out, I guess you could say, mostly sunny, low 60s, upper 60s Saturday, mid-60s Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and for Thanksgiving, upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down. 6:45 a.m., 4:54 p.m., we are at 47 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic in Itasca, Traffic Safety in Atascadero. Visit them online, avilatraffic.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and of course the One Niner Diner at the airport. Breakfast and lunch every day. You're qualified for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, this is a subject that we have broached here on the Morning Exchange, but we haven't had a trivia question exactly about it, but here it goes. According to whoever does this for a living, probably another government-funded organization somewhere that makes thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, what is the most annoying thing that neighbors do? Now, there's a list, but what's number one on the list? What do you think it is? Most annoying things that neighbors do, but what's number one on the list according to this survey? What you think here in, what do you think it is? The most annoying thing on the list of, that comes in at number two.
Darn, so close.
So close.
So close.
Well, closer than the 10,000 or the 2 mile noodle. So, all right, to the phone lines we go.
It's ringing.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I bet it's a barking dog.
Let's see here. Barking dog. I guess barking dog, I'll just put pet issues comes in at number three, not number one. Oh. Yeah, the barking dog and the pet issue comes in at number three. Let's see here. Another phone call. Hi, good morning.
Loud music and noise.
Nope, that comes in at number two. Loud or noisy, number two.
Picking, now I'm really wondering what number one is.
Picking up after your pet or the barking comes in at number three. So you may be surprised on this. I would have guessed the loud or noisy. The loud or noisy. And the other ones here. There's one on this list that just, I've never seen this one, but I may mention it if we have time. Hi, good morning.
Using those leaf blowers.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with leaf blowers, sir.
There's nothing wrong with leaf blowers, but the people using them to blow the dirt, there's something wrong.
All right, you and I are going to tangle one of these days, okay? I've had it. You're done. See ya.
I think you just quoted a city council member there.
Yes, from 1989. Okay, so what do you think number one is? Number one, leaf blower isn't even on. Well, I guess that could be under loud or noisy, but would you rather have your neighbor's yard look a mess? My answer would be no. We do lawnmowers, we do whatever. Well, leaf blowers, lawnmowers, or whatever things you got. Okay, folks, you may be surprised by this. And let's see here. I can't give you the hint because it would be giving you the answer. I'll give you one of the answers that's on here that's low on the list, but we have to get to this. Hi, good morning.
Nosy. Play nosy.
Yeah, would you say frequently intrude on the privacy of others would be nosy?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay, may I have your name, please?
Daryl James.
All right, Daryl, we have you down. There you go.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. Paso Robles and Atascadero Police Departments have both received grants from the Office of Traffic Safety for traffic enforcement programs. The programs will fund DUI checkpoints and patrols, enforcement operations, and officer training. A special meeting for the Paso Robles City Council has been scheduled for tomorrow at 9 a.m. The meeting will take place at the Norris Hermit Centennial Park, and the agenda is a vision session and workshop for the next fiscal year budget cycle. Details of these and other stories coming up. Rain this morning, showers in the afternoon, highs in the low 50s, it's 47 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
Yeah, the nosy and then the people that just come over unannounced, and we've talked about that a little bit, but Here's one that they have on the list that's at the bottom. Annoying things that neighbors do. Having loud sex.
I'm very mature, sorry.
Now, that would make me a nosy neighbor. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Sam's Tree Service.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.